unique outcome and exception seeking. Identify and make notes of any details that contradict narratives dominated by problem-saturated descriptions. These contradictory details are known as unique outcomes, exceptions, or sparkling moments. These are times when the person has managed to get the upper hand against the problem or deal satisfactorily with similar problems. Unique outcome questions invite the client to recognize and acknowledge actions, intentions, and personal qualities that contradict the dominant story. Also note any hopes, values, or other positive beliefs that the client has held onto throughout their difficult experiences. When a person offers a unique outcome experience that seems to deny or contradict or modify her dominant problem-saturated story, the therapist invites her through questioning to expand upon the nature and circumstances of these unique outcomes and to explore how these do not fit with the dominant story. This enrichment of the unique outcomes helps them to become firm and contributes to deconstruction of the dominant story. The unique outcomes then evolve into bases for preferred change. Externalizing conversations, see practice element E3, are a good way to open up a space for unique outcomes to present themselves. For example, talking about the history of how a problem developed reveals times when it was not present, and these times can be explored. Naming and defining a problem in a way that fits very well for the person concerned enables the person's own problem-solving strategies, ideas, and skills to become more relevant to addressing their current predicament. By way of contrast, if a problem is given a name such as anxiety disorder, as constructed by professionals, this leaves little room for the person's own knowledges and skills to be harnessed. Disorders are for doctors to fix. Avoid being too strongly positive about or voicing your own conclusions about the value of unique outcomes or exceptions. This stance can become an effort to influence the person too actively according to your own point of view, that is, excessively centered. This can have the effect of deprioritizing the client's own knowledges.